Republican Senators, Biden and Mayor Kes create open borders. By Neil Monroe on October 8, 2021. It's obvious we have an open border, Senator Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, the senior Republican on the Homeland Defense Appropriations Committee, said. I've talked to Alejandro Mayorkas and the administration, they didn't have a plan, she said during a press event in the Senate on Thursday. They keep throwing their hands up saying, this is somebody else's fault, but there is no plan, Capito said. Capito's open borders warnings were echoed by several other senators at the press conference. It's very clear, the message down there is this is an open border, said Senator John Hoeven, RND. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have handed control of the agenda and immigration over to the radical open borders. Extreme left, said Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. Their radical open border policies trumps any desire to combat COVID and it is dangerous. While they say we do not have an open border, the entire country is watching what's happening on our southern border, said Senator James Lankford, ROK. The open borders talking point is an easy way for the GOP senators to appeal to their base voters, noted Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies. But, he said, they're not confronting the pocketbook tension between their voters and the donors on immigration. They're simply responding to the easiest, most obvious outrages that the administration is perpetrating. It's the path of least resistance. For example, migration steers job investment away from heartland states by delivering many foreign workers to the coasts where coastal investors prefer to create jobs. The impact of cheap labor migration on investors' job creation plans is highlighted by a report at an economic research site, SSTI.org. The report shows late-stage venture capital investments are concentrated in the states where investors and their new workers, legal and illegal migrants, prefer to live. For example, in the last 3 months of 2020, investors made investment deals worth roughly $2,028 per person in California, $936 per person in New York, $167 per person in Pennsylvania, $128 per person in Ohio, $52 per person in Kentucky, and 55 cents per person in West Virginia, which is ranked among the poorest states in the Union. This regional skew will be turbocharged by two hidden elements in the Democrats' reconciliation bill that GOP senators have ignored. One section would inflate housing prices and real estate wealth by accelerating chain migration to the coastal states. The second section would allow Fortune 500 companies and their subcontractors to hire endless foreign college graduates instead of hiring young Americans in the heartland states. The corporate hiring would be skewed because the bill would allow the companies to pay an uncapped number of foreign graduates with green cards, so avoiding profit-sapping salary payments to Americans. Yet Capito was correct to say Biden's deputies had no plan to exclude the Haitian migrants, said Krikorian. They had no plan to limit patient illegal immigration at Del Rio, because they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to limit the number of people and the only reason they ending up acting was because Fox News had drone pictures on September 15, and it became politically impossible not to respond. Krikorian continued. The open borders people in the White House had learned that the administration will let them get away with anything. And the Biden people were happy to do that until the issue politically became unsustainable. Some of these hard open borders people see themselves as having been betrayed by Biden, saying, why did we vote for him when we got Trump's policies? Well, the fact is Biden was happy to let them do anything they wanted until it exploded politically in his face and he had to respond. So it's not that he is not with them. It's that the consequences of the anti-borders policies are politically toxic and the White House has to respond to that. The Senate press conference was complemented by an October 7 letter to Mayorkas asking for more information about his department's response to the Del Rio landing. 37 GOP senators signed the letter, which said, while we applaud the administration's original stated intent to expel the majority of migrants under the CDC's Title 42 order or to expeditiously remove them, we are concerned that DHS did not actually carry out this plan, deployed resources in a manner that weakened border security, and undermined the deterrent effect of any future statements that the Biden administration will enforce our immigration laws at the border. The administration's response to the ongoing border crisis only makes it more likely that we will continue to experience surges like the one in Del Rio. The letter was signed by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, as well as Senators James Lankford, Republican Oklahoma, Roger Wicker, RMIS, Kevin Cramer, RND, Mike Rounds, RSD, Susan Collins, Republican Maine, Marsha Blackburn, Republican Tennessee, Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, Rick Scott, Republican Florida, Roger Marshall, Archon, Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMIS, Tom Tillis, RNC, Joni Ernst, Republican Iowa, John Thune, RSD, Jerry Moran, Archon, Steve Daines, Republican Montana, Tom Cotton, Republican Arkansas, Mike Crapo, Republican Idaho, Todd Young, Republican Indiana, Jim Risch, Republican Idaho, John Hoven, RND, Lindsey Graham, RSC, Tommy Tuberville, Republican Alabama, Bill Hagerty, Republican Tennessee, John Boozman, Republican Arkansas, Tim Scott, RSC, John Kennedy, Arla, Mike Braun, Republican Indiana, Josh Hawley, RMO, Deb Fisher, Republican Nebraska, Jim Inhofe, Republican Oklahoma, Mike Lee, Republican Utah, Ben Sasse, Republican Nebraska, Ted Cruz, Republican Texas, John Barrasso, Republican Wyoming, and Rob Portman, Republican Ohio. This year's push for amnesty and more migration is being led by Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.S network of coastal investors. They stand to gain financially from more cheap labor, government-aided consumers, and urban renters. Their network has funded many AstroTurf campaigns, urged Democrats to not talk about the economic impact of migration, and manipulated coverage by the TV networks and the print media. Nationwide, migration is deeply unpopular because of its economic impact. It damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, equality-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.